1, this is S1OB with the shortwave and scanner listener set. Want to stand by for an emergency or priority traffic before we get started this evening. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll continue. Good evening, everyone. This is N2NLV. The name is Charles from Staten Island. At the beginning of this interesting period, where it almost feels like summer. Welcome to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net, if you're just joining us for the first time, is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring part of the hobby. In other words, we cover whatever you can hear or see or decode on any frequency that is outside the FM radio band. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at other times during the week. So on this net, we're going to talk about who's on these different frequencies, what is new that's coming up as far as the technology and usage, and where you can find more information, and what type of equipment you would need to use. We have basic ground rules for this net, and in fact for the repeater system itself. All of the repeaters on this linked system can be found at www.n2row.net. Please go to that website, pick the repeater that is closest to where you are, and use the least amount of power necessary to get into it. Also, because it is a linked system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. The two frequencies that are primarily useful for handheld radios are 441.100 and 145.230. If you're using a handheld, you can be assured that those two systems will help you out because there are remote receivers scattered throughout the tri-state area. If you're using a base station, please do not use those two frequencies and use one of the others. When you're keying up tonight to check in, please give your call sign, your name, and your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. This net, for the past 18 years, has only been a reflection of the traffic that is brought to the net. There is no set columns or bits of information or agenda. It's whatever you, the participants, want to talk about. If you're not able to get into the repeater for whatever reason, you can still participate by sending an email, and the email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. At this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way we get everybody checked in. And ignore the digital burst from the paging service at 900 megs getting into one of our links. This is S1OB.
The name is Bill, checking into the net this evening.
Audio signal. Is that UCDC?
battery's going dead, so I'll switch radios.
Okay, I'll wait. This is a bliss. Alright, we also have W2LKZ, KQGLW, N1MLZ sounding much better tonight. And Pete, he's going to run off to find a new battery. Alright, anybody else? Alright, we'll start with list as we have it, and take up additional check-ins later on. Let's see, W2SQQ, what do we have in the email so far? And Toronto Bay.
Logging in now, Charlie. I saw there was some favorable feedback on the Dream software. I found that actually in one of the Flexus radio forms. So give me a minute to check the email here, and I'll get back to you. Sorry I missed the last week or two, but work has been kind of crazy. And I got an email Friday. My tower is en route. It will be delivered on Tuesday. So hopefully, by the following weekend, I don't know if everything is going to be up, but work will be in progress. Hang on a second. Got all the cables laid in. I got all the hard line laid in. I got the tri-band beam all put together out in the yard, ready to go up. Still have to put the big diamond antenna together. And I got the flex. On the air with that, with a G5RV, so the missing piece of the tower is on the way, and then I'll be back to full strength. Go ahead.
Well, that's definitely good to hear, Bob. Who's going to put the tower up for you?
Put it up for me? Me. Very easy. It's self-supporting aluminum. I'm actually going to put this thing together. It's about an hour and a half to put it together in a driveway horizontal. And then I'm going to probably figure out which day and call an impromptu tower party and get a few people, a few local guys over here. And I did it last time, actually. Two people on the lifting side and four people on the pulling side, and within 5 minutes of standing.
Oh, okay. Some people like to make a work party out of it. They get the pizza and burgers and get the grill going. Okay, well, let us know how it goes. And let's go check the email while we move on down the list. Let's see. So, get the next one up. 2SYL and 20B.
Yes, thanks. To the net. I was monitoring the New Jersey activity, the drill that they had, and on the two frequencies that were indicated last week at on the net, 70.2375 and 470.0875. I believe they're UTAC frequencies labeled 5 and 6, channel 5 and 6. I heard Northeastern Queens, and it was not clear. Back to that.
Yes, that's why I always have the. That's why I always have the interop frequencies running in my scanner. You never know, which agencies are going to be popping up on there, whether it be a drill or actually a need to coordinate between the different agencies, the different towns or counties. And that was a good example of it being used. So thanks for bringing that, Bill.
Just another comment. I did not hear anything on the 454.150 frequency or the 454.625 frequency. It was labeled as 7. And I only monitored for about a half hour. In the morning, and everyone knows about about that report.
Okay. Yeah, it's like human nature. They start at the lower numbers and work their way up. So I guess if there's a lot of things going on, they would have used UTAC 7 and 8, but they didn't. Oh well, at least it's there in case you need it. Alright, let's see. While I have the opportunity, N2ROW and a lot of bursts tonight coming in on that link. N2ROW and N2HBA and NB2A are the three gentlemen primarily responsible for putting this whole system together here in New York City. There are individual repeaters in New Jersey that are tied into it, and I don't have the call sign on the top of my head. But here in the city, they do have a specific need for deep cycle marine batteries for power backup. And this is one of the things that severely came to a head with the blackout in 2003. These batteries tend to last only so long between the cycles of charging, discharging, and just general wear and tear and weather and whatnot. And with the multiple sites scattered throughout the city, they need some extra batteries. So if you're able to donate the batteries or the means to get a battery, you can find the link on the N2ROW.net website that says the word donate. When you go to that page, at the same spot in that row of links, you'll say battery donation. So click on that, you'll read on different things and how you can help out. And I know some of our members already have participated in trying to get the battery situation squared away, and I want to thank them all for that. All right, let's see. N1MLZ. Bob, you're the next one. And so what I'll be.
Okay, Charlie, good evening to you. Matt, good evening. I'm using the 147.150 repeater here. Hopefully it's better than the 230. I can't even get to 230 tonight again, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, hopefully you can copy me. Let me let it drop. Make sure you're hearing me okay.
Oh, yeah, you're good. All right,
Charlie, copy me. Great. Okay, and one MLZ. Great, Charlie. All right, a couple new frequencies here. I was down in Atlantic City last weekend, a little vacation, and a couple of new frequencies I found here. First of all, the Coast Guard Station Atlantic City. They use Coast Guard CG117. Coast Guard 117, one of the new digital frequencies, 164.5625. 164.5625 is their new, I don't know how new, but that's the MAC 293, of course. That's the frequency they're using down there for operations. And also I found MAC 167, you know what I mean there, FBI 168.750, 168.750, full scale down there, a few transmissions on that frequency there, so that's a new one to me also. I put them on my radio there, see if I can hear them up here. That's the frequencies I found on there, Charlie.
Okay, great. That'll come in handy when anybody goes down to Atlantic City, especially for Thunder Over the Boardwalk in August.
Yeah, I'll be there for that. I can't wait. And of course, I have multiple millions of other frequencies, but these are just a couple that I found this past weekend. Didn't do too much monitoring, but at the times I did, I did some searching. See if I can hear any new frequencies. Obviously, the weekend, the federal frequencies kind of get quiet, so I didn't hear too much, but obviously the Coast Guard was busy with the great weather we had down there. It was a lot of boating activity and a lot of different things going on on that Coast Guard. And absolutely no traffic at all on the VHF Channel 21 and 23, et cetera, for Atlantic City. It's all obviously digital now.
That was all digital and it was all on the clear?
Yeah, roger that, Alf. All on the clear, all digital. And that's a new CG channel.
Any similar activity that you're noticing up here in New York?
timing reference tables are off, but that one email that you had sent me about R, did you mention that last week, or are you going to mention it this week?
Got that after the net last week, so if you want to bring it up, go ahead.
Actually, I'm checking email. You wanna do that? I got one email that I have to reply to, but why don't you... It doesn't have to at this moment. I mean, you could do it, but I just thought there may have been some people on this week that didn't hear that previous announcement.
Oh, that's just that we didn't announce it because it came after the net last week. Okay, what Bob is touching on is Eddie Muro, K2EPM, I think it was on Friday, notified me that he had received late word that Robert Thomas, Connecticut, had passed away. And he was fairly young, he was in his mid-50s. Those of you who've been with us for quite a while remember that, especially during the late 90s, and right around 9/11, we used to get periodic postcards, handwritten postcards or letters of multiple pages with all sorts of information on it, and it was always signed R. Well, the person's name was Robert Thomas, and over the years he has forwarded to this net a lot of different information, insights, and history on various things that have gone on within the entire radio spectrum, from long-wave band all the way up. Well, unfortunately, he already passed away. They had the funeral service and was already laid to rest weeks before we even found out about it. So, like I said, we just found out about it Friday, and were said to pass along to everyone else. I know, MLZ, you were in contact with him on the other side. If I remember correctly, you've been talking to him on and off. We have anything in the email yet? Otherwise, we'll wrap it up.
email here, and I'll read it verbatim. What he is saying here is just to let you all know that I still have an Alinco DJ-V5 dual-band candy stocking. It's 144, 2 meter 440. Up for grabs. With it comes a rapid desk charger, a car charger, a high-capacity nickel-metal hydride battery, which probably needs to be replaced, and one supplied AC charger. It says, I believe the antenna, or the antenna port itself, may need repair or replacement, but I believe the batteries are both beyond their life and may need to be replaced. I am willing to part with this for free. Anyone is willing to pick it up or meet me for a pickup. So if anybody is interested, I don't know if Bill wants to give the phone number out, but send us an email and I'll be happy to give you a phone number, forward his email onto him. Okay. If anybody is listening and wants it, drop us a line, nydxa@yahoo.com, and I will be happy to forward you this email and you can get a hold of Bill. I'm not sure where he lives. It's the 973 Exchange. I don't know why I'm thinking he lives in Hasbrook Heights, but anyway, his call is KC2FYA, Foxtrot Yankee Alpha. And, again, DJ-B5 Dual Band Radio. For free? How can you pass it up? WA plus QQ. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, Bob. And as we've seen over the past, even as recently as the past couple of weeks, if you have radio equipment, especially shortwave scanner, you know, things like that, that you'd like to offer up, certainly feel free to make the announcement here or an email, and we'll do what we can to pass the word along. But I think we would rather deal with a fellow member of the NASA, somebody who's local, than take our chances with somebody we don't know. So in that vein, you know, definitely feel free if you'd like us to pass the word along for you. Alright, any last comments or anything? Otherwise, we'll wrap it up, because that's what I'm
thinking. Oh, yeah, I do have one comment I'd like to share to everybody. Hang on a second. Selling equipment. You know, we all use eBay, but the problem with eBay is they take their cut, and if you use PayPal, they take their cut, you gotta wait for the money and so on. So over this antenna renovation project, I decided to go for a new HF radio and so on, and I had a lot of equipment to sell off. I guess you could sell scanners, I'm really not sure, but if anybody is not familiar with QTH.net, it is kind of amateur-related, but if you're looking for radios or anything electronic, QTH.net is a free site. You can go on there and post your equipment for sale, and if you sell it, great. If you want to send a guy that runs it a few bucks, it's fine. I sold about 7 items, and the longest that I had to wait to sell an item was one day. In one case, I actually posted my FT1000, and within an hour, it was sold. So QTH.net, if you've got any amateur equipment you're looking to liquidate to buy new equipment, no charge to him.
KC2WYP, on with a quick question for anyone on the speeder.
Yeah, go ahead. Station with a question, go ahead.
But I was just wondering, since N2RW depends on the FDNY, is there a net that involves people from the FDNY or any public service agency?
Charlie, you're going to have to answer that one. I'm a user on here. I only frequent it once a week to the net, but Charlie, I'm sure I can answer that for you. So let me take this opportunity to sign and talk to you next week. WA2SQQ, we'll turn it back to that control.
Okay, Bob. I didn't quite hear the question. The audio was just a little low. Did you try it again?
Yeah, the question was, do you guys have a net on here? You know, whether it involves FDNY or, you know, in a sense tend to, you know, the friends of the FDNY, or do you have a net involving any other sort of public agency such as the NYPD, et cetera?
Well, on this repeater system, there are only three nets, three regular nets. None of them are part of the first responder agency. Now, there are current and former members of the first responder agency who own the equipment, but it's not affiliated, it's not sponsored by any of the departments. The three nets that are on this repeater system is the one that you're hearing tonight, the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Thursday evening at 8 o'clock is K2IRT group, which is primarily people who either work for or are interested in mass transit, the MTA. And on Monday night at 8:30 is an amateur radio emergency communication service net. Those are the only three nets that are running here.
Okay, so you said something about tonight with the scanner net. Is that correct? And do you guys take input, you know, do you only, you know, want input from, like, frequencies regarding, like, stuff in the city or NASA as well, NASA or something?
It's shortwave and scanner, basically anything outside of the amateur radio band. And whoever checks in, whatever they want to talk about within that purview, is certainly falls into it, no problem. We've had members in Long Island check in, New Jersey, Connecticut tonight. Yeah, we've had all sorts of people checking in. What repeater are you using? Your audio sounds very restricted, very narrow.
I believe I am using, one second, the one in New York City or the one around there. Let's see, I think I'm using the 441.1 machine. Let me try to switch over to the Syosset machine. I'm in Nassau County.
Okay, well, while he's doing that, we'll close the net. Now, they send the three to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. And to NLB, standing by.
WIP, how do you hear me?
WIP, your audio still sounds narrow. Do you have a narrow FM setting on that radio? It's almost like I'm listening to FRS, if you know what I mean.
Just tried talking over the Syosset repeater, and I was getting the beat fine on there, and I got the repeater ID, so I'm assuming there's an issue with the linking between the Syosset and whatever repeater, just to let you know. Right now I'm back on, 1 second.
Alright, well, it's not a signal problem. You have a strong signal. It's an audio problem. Now, I'm listening to myself go through the system, and my audio is wider, stronger, louder. You know, there's more deviation to it. Yours sounds like it's got half deviation, almost like somebody using narrow FM and a regular FM channel, or somebody trying to listen. You know, it's like me trying to listen to an FRS radio on my regular ham HT that tunes out of band. The audio is just narrower.
I'm not sure why. Right now I switched to the 441.1 repeater. Is this any better?
Yeah, you do sound better.
Okay, great. Just to let you know, as I said before, I was trying to get in Syosset and you have to say okay. I was reaching Syosset just fine, but I'm not sure why. And just so I know for next week, what time is the scanner net?
9 o'clock every Wednesday.
Okay, great, thanks. I'll be sure to check in then. KC2WYP, signing off here.
Okay, and to 1LB.